Hello, folks, and welcome to our next talk at FrostCon. Now we're talking about the PHP Foundation, and it's quite an interesting change because PHP is a language we know for eternities, it seems. But on the other hand, we have a new governance in the past years since the PHP Foundation has been found. And this is what we will learn more today about. The stage is yours.
Thank you so much. And whether or not we are actually governing something, that will be an interesting implementation detail, if you will. So hi, thanks for having me. Thanks for coming to this presentation. I'm here now to talk about the PHP Foundation and how that came to be, and maybe along the lines why it may have taken so long for the PHP project to also get a foundation. So without reading the text, which hopefully is too small for you to read, without reading the text, how many of those four men do you recognize? Do you know who these people are? You recognize one. Who do you recognize? You recognize Linus, yes. You recognize Rasmus, yes. What about the other two? No. No, it's not Zev and Andy. So here we have Linus, initiator of the Linux project. Here's Rasmus, initiator of the PHP project. This is Greg Steen, one of the founding members of the Apache Software Foundation, one of the initial people working on Apache HTTPD. And this is Morten Mikosch, one of the first employees at MySQL AB. So if you will, the L, the A, the M, and the P, the original LAMP stack people at some point in time. And that was from a quite interesting article in Forbes, if I remember correctly, when open source became not popular, but relevant for mainstream media for the first time in the late 1990s, because those four scary people want to take over Microsoft and Oracle and want to change everything. So all of these projects started more or less around the same time, but they evolved into giving themselves a governing body, a financial backing in very different speeds. So already in 1999, less than 10 years after the Linux open source project started, the Linux Foundation was founded to sponsor work on the Linux kernel. 1 year later, the Apache Software Foundation was founded. Same goals, just for the Apache ecosystem, which by that point in time mostly was the Apache HTTPD server and not the many, many hundreds of different Java projects and database projects and whatever came afterwards. MySQL as a project started as a commercial piece of software. At some point in time, a company was founded, MySQL AB, to continue work, to professionalize work on MySQL. And then at some point in time, the MariaDB Foundation was founded for the MariaDB fork of MySQL for the open source work. PHP started in 1995, but it took us from the four LAMP projects the longest to create an official entity that can somehow collect funds and distribute those funds to people working on PHP, because that only happened less than 2 years ago, towards the end of 2021. And it happened because at the time we were a bit afraid. We were afraid to get hit by a bus. Yeah, there is this term that you can look up on Wikipedia if you want, of the bus factor. And we were scared of getting hit by a bus as a project and how to deal with that. Yeah, so the bus factor is a management of the risk resulting from information and capabilities not being shared among team members, derived from the phrase in case they get hit by the bus. That's the official, as official as Wikipedia goes, definition of what the term bus factor means. First time I heard the term bus factor was not in the context of getting hit by a bus and then losing an important person from an open source project or a team, but I heard that around the time when a lot of attacks were happening in Israel and some people were not allowed that worked on PHP at the time to go on this onto the same bus. They had to be on separate buses to minimize the risk that something goes wrong. So, and yes, that was really scary. So why were we scared 2 years ago that we finally created the PHP Foundation? So there is a blog post slash article by Joe Watkins, one of the people working on PHP itself, and that he wrote in early 2021, titled Avoiding Buses. Yeah, maybe as few as two people would have to wake up this morning and decide they want to do something different with their lives. In order for the PHP project to lack the expertise and resources to move it forward in its current form and at the current pace. Any guesses? I mean, I see some people, familiar faces from other conferences, other events, and from the PHP community. Any guesses who these two people might have been 2 years ago that if they had decided overnight, I do not want to touch PHP anymore, who could cause a problem like that? Nikita, yes, Nikita Popov, who at that time was finishing his studies at the University of Berlin. And it was unclear whether or not he would continue to work as much on PHP after he finished university. So we have to thank Nikita for a lot of the improvements to PHP's compiler for PHP 7 and for a lot of the performance improvements of PHP 7 over PHP 5. So if we would have lost him without notice, that would have been a problem, yes. And the other is Dimitri. Dimitri, who has been working on PHP for probably around 20 years now, still, well, he works for Zend and now Perforce. And he is the main person working on the just-in-time compiler and the bytecode optimizer and really low-level things like that. And if we would lose Dimitri, that would be a problem. So for a while, that was fine. Nikita did not leave the PHP project after university. He stuck around for a while. He was, in fact, contracted by, or employed, rather, by JetBrains. They paid him to work on PHP. But at some point, he said, well, I would like to do something else. And he got a really nice position offered to work on LLVM and other compilery things. So we needed to plan for that. And that prompted a couple of people from the PHP, project itself, from the core project working on the PHP language and runtime, and some people from the PHP ecosystem to start talking about, hey, maybe now would be a good time to talk about building a foundation again. Like, I am now involved in the PHP project for 24 years. And over that period of time, a couple of times, there was an effort for a short period of time, hey, we need a foundation. Linux has one, Apache has one, other projects have one, especially in the PHP ecosystems. A lot of the content management systems and frameworks have their own organizations that back the project. Sometimes it's a commercial entity that backs it. Sometimes it's a non-profit that backs, for instance, the development of content management systems like Typo3 or Neos or Contao or Joomla or whatever. But the language itself never had something like that. And 2 years ago, we thought, hey, we should finally change that, and we started talking. And the people that started talking were Nikita, who said, well, for a couple of months, or for quite a while, I'm still going to be around, and I'm mostly going to be around to pass on knowledge to some new people. But we need to figure out how to change how PHP development is funded in the future. Because nobody ever was from an official, like PHP entity, because there was no PHP entity, been paid to work on PHP so far. Yes, over the years, there have always been like the one or two companies that employed some core developers to have them on staff and give them like 20% of their time, 40% of their time to work on PHP and use them the other time for, I don't know, marketing purposes, or give them different engineering tasks that do not have any relationship with the open source project. Yahoo was such a company that for quite some time in the early 2000s employed 3-4 different PHP core developers. Then Facebook came along, and let's not talk about that anymore. But there was not ever was there like the entity, hey, we are PHP and we get money from people to give that to developers working on PHP. Although this was something that was asked to people working on PHP a lot. Like at conferences, some companies would deploy, hey, we sponsor development of other key open source infrastructure things that we use to run our business. We would like to do the same for PHP, but there is no entity that allows us to do that. So it was in that scenario that we started to talk about, hey, we need a foundation. Joe Watkins was involved, the author of the blog post Avoiding Buses, who started that to some degree. A lot of organizational stuff was done by Roman from JetBrains, who organized the meetings, pulled people together, and started throwing around ideas and planning for things. I got involved because I used to contribute to PHP Core, but I'm also, I've been around for quite some time in the PHP ecosystem, and they wanted my perspective on some things, and I was glad to help in any way I could. And one of my two partners in my consulting company, Stefan, also got involved in providing insight and input and make suggestions how to pull this off. And we found a service, a foundation as a service. We are used to whatever as a service, software as a service, and so on. But there's actually something called Open Collective, which is a foundation as a service. It gives us a framework to bootstrap our foundation. They take care of paying taxes, contracts with developers that we hire, collecting the funds, and all the financial implementation details, which of course are different in every country where money is donated and in every country where we pay a developer. And it took a couple of months to set all of that up, and then at some point we announced the foundation. And our mission statement, if you will, our claim is we support, advance, and develop the PHP language. And we want to do all of that, but one thing that we do not want to do is change the way that PHP is developed. We are not going, we do not strive to be a more dominant factor in there, or we do not want our developers that work on PHP that we pay to develop, to work on PHP, to be, have any special privileges in RFC processes, in voting processes, and so on. But we select developers that we think do something that is very good for the PHP project, and we would like to keep them and pay them to do that. And of and there are some things, some tasks that a lot of developers do not like to do, and a lot of developers like to do work on fancy new features or doing something that is fun and enjoyable to them. But PHP is over 25 years old now. There's a lot of technical debt in there. There are a lot of corners of PHP that nobody likes to touch. Some corners that have not been touched in quite a while, because more or less they work, but yeah, there are some bug fixing that needs to be done, some modernization that needs to be done, some migration to newer versions of tools that needs to be done. And this is tedious work that nobody really likes to do, which is the reason why for us as the foundation, it's so important to tell to not only pay developers to work on new features, but also to do maintenance work and work on the documentation. Most importantly, making PHP's C source code easier to understand for new developers that come to the project, and documenting it better so that we can attract new developers working on the language. Yeah, if you want to put it into a little bit different words, yeah, you can say the PHP Foundation is a collective of people and organizations relying on the PHP language. Its mission is to ensure the long-term prosperity of the PHP language. So we have an interest, everybody who is engaged in working for the PHP Foundation. So I am a member of the administration board. This is volunteer work. I do not want to get paid for that, and I am not paid for that. It happens in my spare time, and it's the same for everyone else who donates time to the foundation. But we have an interest in PHP being maintained, PHP getting new features, and the internals of PHP to get cleaned up and better documented. Yeah, we focus on providing financial support and guidance to the PHP language developers to support goals and improving the language for the users, providing high quality maintenance and improving the project to retain current contributors and integrating new contributors. Right? So one of the things that we have as an is organ the right word? I don't know. As an organ, as an entity of the PHP Foundation, is that we provide an easy way for companies that rely on PHP, so much so that they want to sponsor the development, to give early feedback to RFCs for new features, and to give input what they are currently missing from the language or what nags them. Like if you have a problem, say, hey, I run into this problem in my company, in my code base. Is there anything that on the language level could be done to make this kind of problem easier to solve? Not only for us as the company that's now contacting you, but for everyone who uses PHP, to create a feedback loop between the core developers and people building solutions using PHP. Yeah, we aim to promote the public image of the PHP language in the interest of retaining new users and contributors. I mostly already mentioned that. The primary task of the foundation is to fund developers to further advance developments and maintenance of the language. So it's not a grifting scheme where we take money from people and then stuff our own pockets. And that's the really nice thing about Open Collective, the platform that we chose, the foundation as a platform. It's 100% transparent what happens with the money. Every cent that is given to the foundation is listed on the website. If you give money to the foundation, you can opt into anonymity, your name is not displayed. But every cent that gets out of the foundation to somebody, that is visible, and that must be visible, and there's no way around that on the website. Yeah, every cent we spend is transparent. And that's, at least for me, it was, I guess I can also speak for the others, that was the key thing about choosing this platform, because it's so transparent. This is what I mentioned earlier. This is very important to us. The language decisions are the matter of the PHP internals community. So we do not aim to change the way that PHP is being developed. Yeah, around the time of the development of PHP 5.4, many, many years ago, the PHP project established an RFC process. When the language is to be changed, there is an RFC. Somebody writes that. Somebody proposes the change. It is discussed, and then there is a vote. And if the majority of the people who are eligible to vote, side note, please do not ask me how you get voting rights, because even I do not really fully understand that. And that's a problem that the PHP project is aware of and is hopefully going to tackle at some point. We are still in a transitionary phase, if you will, from back in the day you got voting rights when you contributed enough. At some point people said, hey, you get CVS write access. And yes, we are talking about such a long time ago that CVS was still relevant. If you never heard about CVS, count yourself lucky. For me, and that goes into the category of telling you how old I am without telling you how old I am. For me, CVS was the second version control system after RCS. And when I switched to CVS, I was like, oh my God, this is so much better than RCS. I can finally send patches over the network. And then Subversion came out, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. Finally, commits are atomic. And then Git came along, and since then, I have never had to worry about CVS or Subversion again. We do not want to change how PHP development works. It may have its quirks. It may have its problems. In my opinion, it has a lot less problems now than it had 15, 20 years ago, which does not mean that it's perfect. It's certainly not. But a lot of people are working on making it better. But the foundation, the only thing that the foundation wants to do is say, hey, there are developers that work on PHP. According to the community, they are doing good things because the things that they propose, that they get accepted, and they get feedback, positive feedback from people who have been involved in the project for a long period of time. And we then approach them and ask them, hey, would you be interested in getting paid for that, or people apply to us. It works both ways. So I mentioned Open Collective earlier. Open Collective is a fundraising plus legal status plus a money management platform for communities, or in other words, a foundation as a service. Let's talk about numbers. And these numbers still scare me a bit, because together with other people, I'm responsible for doing responsible things with this large amount of money. On the other hand, it could be a lot more money, considering how many businesses out there do their business based on PHP. And considering that last year another open source foundation for another language started and they collected $1 million within the first 24 hours. But hey, there's no competition, right? So in the almost 2 years now since the PHP Foundation started, we got a little bit over $1.1 million in contributions. We have to pay for the foundation as a service thing. That's the $142,000. That's fees for legal services provided by Open Collective, fees for payment providers, because people use all kinds of different payment options to donate to the PHP Foundation, via transfer, credit card, PayPal. We disabled Bitcoin, but that other projects use that, and so on and so forth. And managing the contracts with the developers, because we as volunteers are not really qualified to write contracts and manage contracts with the developers that we want to employ, which are in different countries. We have people from the UK, we have people from all over Europe, different countries, different laws, different tax codes, and so on. And sorry, we cannot do that. So that's why we are really happy that Open Collective can do that contract stuff for us. If we break down the numbers, we get almost 80% of contributions from organizations, which is good. I think, it's my personal opinion that this is good, that we see a lot more contributions from organizations than from individual developers. So of course, I'm not only involved in the PHP project, I'm also the creator and maintainer of PHP Unit, another open source project for which I, through GitHub sponsors, get donations. And most of the donations that I get for my work on PHP Unit is from individuals. People that just use my software and want to give back to me, and not from companies that have built their business on PHP, on other open source components. And to me, it feels kind of wrong. Yes, I'm very, very thankful for each $1 a month or $2 a month donation from individual developers, but I don't think that these are the people that should give me money. It should be the organization. And no, I don't want like hundreds or thousands of dollars from one organization every month. But I think those $2 a month should come from the company and not from individual developers at the company. But maybe I'm wrong there, I don't know. But for the PHP Foundation, I think it's okay that we have like 80% coming from organizations and a little bit over 20% from individuals. This is a bit scary, and this is the reason why, or one of the reasons why, we have so far been very, what's the right word here? Reluctant is probably too strong, but we are not employing, we are not employing so many developers that all the money that we get every month, or all the money that we have gotten so far, is spent. We want to have a reserve, because we are an employer now. We employ 6 developers who more or less work full-time on PHP. And if one day we would not have any money anymore in the foundation's bank account, we would not be able to pay them, and that affects their livelihood. And that's why we want to be on the safer side there, which is why we do not spend all the money that we get. And it would be a lot easier for us to deal with that situation if we did not have like a 50-50 split between one-time donations and recurring donations. And the recurring, because the recurring donations, if you make a commitment, hey, for the next 12 months, I pay this amount every month, or for the next so-and-so years, I give this amount every year, that gives us safety for planning. And if everything is just one-time contributions, we do not know, will we get the same amount of money next month that we got this month and last month? That's why we're not spending everything that we got, right? So at the moment, we have $314,000 that we have paid to developers. We have quite a bit of money in our bank account, in the bank account of Open Collective. Right now, where sometimes we get, like I said earlier, that it's a very transparent system. If somebody wants money from the foundation, they have to go to the website and say, hey, I want this amount of money from the foundation, and here is the proof that that this claim is legitimate, which is, for our 6 developers, a monthly invoice. Yeah. Last week, we got a couple of claims for $100,000 from people that we do not know. And I'm really happy that there's a really nice user experience in the form of a reject button in the user interface, because that looked like a scam to me. But you always have to be careful with something like that. Yeah. Okay. And in case you're wondering what the other costs are, that's the domain of the website for the foundation. So these are the 6 developers that we're currently sponsoring that are employed by the PHP Foundation: George Peter Banyard, Arnaud Leblanc, Marta Kosic, Derek Rettans, Ilya Tovillo, and Jakub Zelenka. And this is the current administration. Like I mentioned earlier, Roman from JetBrains, who now also got more time from his employer to work on foundation organizational stuff. Joe Watkins, who has been contributing to PHP for a long time. Sarah, who has been contributing to PHP for a long time. They act as advisors to the other developers. Nikita in the same role. Me bringing in the ecosystem perspective as best as I can, and to help with organizational issues as best as I can, and doing presentations like this one at conferences to hopefully raise awareness that the foundation exists, and to hopefully make it clear that it's a good thing and that that it's not a bad thing. Josefa from Automatic, one of the bigger sponsors. Benjamin from Tideways here in Germany, also a PHP core contributor, but also one of the big founding sponsors of the PHP Foundation. Same with Niels, composer packages, private packages. Nicola from Symfony Project, and Matthew from Zend and Laminas. Then we have some more people that are like the extended group of people that advise, people like Dimitri and Rasmus. Rasmus, obviously, because he started the whole thing, and Dimitri, who still works and is still paid to work on PHP, just not through the foundation. Ayesh, who does the monthly newsletter for the foundation. Tobias is code of conduct person that we behave in public respectfully, and so on. And Sergey helps with administering the website for the foundation. So if you look at what has happened in PHP itself, development on PHP, in the time since we started to pay people like those 6 that I mentioned earlier to work on PHP, which was April of last year. So it took us a while to see, hey, we are actually getting money. Now we have enough money to start spending it and then negotiate contracts, interest people in becoming employed by us. Since April 1st of last year, this is the top list of contributions made to PHP. Those are changes that have already shipped last year in PHP 8.2 and changes that will be included in PHP 8.3, which will be released late November, early December, depending on how the Turkey Fest falls in the US this year. For some reason, Thanksgiving is very relevant to when a new version of PHP is released for legacy reasons. Maybe that will change at some point. But usually, late November, early December is when the new minor version of PHP comes out. And as you can see, most contributions, or in the top 10 whatever contributions that we have since then, we have our 6 developers: Ilya, George, Marte, Derek, Arno, and Jakub. And as far as I know, nobody is complaining about what they are doing, what they're working on. Quite the contrary, actually. They are working on useful stuff, implementing new features, fixing bugs, making code easier. Yeah, and just some highlights of what they worked on. And please do not misunderstand that some people have a long list and other people have a very short list on the coming slides. Just because there's one bullet point, fixed a lot of bugs in extension X, does not mean that they worked a lot less than the other people. So George worked a lot on the type system, DNF type, true, false, null types. refactoring and cleanup, lots of bug fixes, lots of work on documentation, lots of work on the migration guide from PHP 8.1 to PHP 8.2 and now from 8.2 to 8.3. Yep. If you want to see some crazy things that that people thought would be a good idea to write PHP code, look at his RFC for SENA, ArraySum, and ArrayProduct, because there are some deprecations incoming in PHP 8.3 that you're no longer allowed to calculate the sum or the product of some weird non-numeric types that you put into an array. So if you do that, things will stop working at some point. Yeah, the same with the increment and the decrement operators. Arnaud is working a lot on opcache, which is good, because remember the buzz from earlier? Before Arnaud started to look into opcache, opcache had a PHP's bytecode and bytecode cache and bytecode optimizer had a bus factor of, depending whom you ask, a bus factor of 1 or a bus factor of 2, which I usually averaged at a bus factor of 1.5. Yeah, so the 1 is definitely Dimitri, because he wrote the thing and has been working on it for quite some time. And if you ask anybody other than Nikita, they will say, yeah, Nikita is number 2. And Nikita says, no, 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 I do not know as much as Dimitri, so please do not count me in there. That's why I averaged it to 1.5, and because it sounds quite funny, but then again, I'm German, what do I know about funny things? He did a lot of stuff looking into algorithms that are used by various things like var export, JSON encode, serialize, reduced memory consumption, CPU consumption, and so on. And for us as a foundation, it's completely okay that not all contributions of the developers that we pay are accepted. Remember, I mentioned earlier, we do not want to get involved in the politics and in the voting. The same rules apply to the developers that are employed by the PHP Foundation. He proposed the short closures RFC. He implemented it. In the voting process, it was rejected. That happens, and for us, that's okay, we learned a lot of things out of that. Mate worked on type class constants, read-only classes, improvements to the API stub generator, which is something that you should not know even exists unless you want to contribute to PHP. But this is a really important piece of the build tool chain to work on PHP. That is a code generator that is used for reflection API information and for the documentation and for type checking and for optimizations in the optimizer and so on and so forth. So infrastructure that needed a lot of cleanup. It's being cleaned up, that's good. Derek is, of course, known for his work on Xdebug, which is not what he's sponsored for from the PHP Foundation side of things. That's his own sponsorship thing that you can get elsewhere on GitHub sponsors or Patreon, for instance. But he did a lot of bug fixing and cleanup and new functionality for Xdate, but also all over the place. That's why the list is so short, because it's either very short, mostly worked on Xdate, or really long because he worked all over the place. And also he coordinates what the other people are working on. Yeah, Ilya extended enums, extended constant expressions, implemented the dynamic class constant fetch now, and a lot of work behind the scenes that is not really reflected in shiny new feature X in new PHP version, but countless hours of bug fixes, improvements to the CI pipeline, cleaning up tests, making the tests more robust, making the tests faster to execute, which gives developers quicker feedback loops, but it's also good for the environment, green IT, right? If we can avoid useless work in the CI pipeline, we emit less CO2, hopefully. Don't know really how the cloud computing stuff works there, but we can always hope. Jakub does a lot of work on FPM, so if you're using the FastCGI Process Manager to hook PHP into your web server, Jakub's work is the reason why a lot of things have gotten a lot better over the last 2 years there. Also cryptography things, security things, OpenSSL, for instance. And now I make you happy because you no longer need to tell me that my time is almost up. If you want to know more about the PHP Foundation, we have a couple of minutes left for Q&A. So that's an opportunity to get more information, or more specifically, the information that you are specifically interested in. If you need even more after that, there is some podcasts, some videos, some articles that you can find on the internet. I will publish these slides as soon as possible, and then you can find the links and find more information for reading and listening and watching. And with that, I'm done with the material that I brought with me, and now you can please pick my brain and get the information that you specifically want.
Thank you, Sebastian. Thank you for your talk. And are there any questions? You want the microphone? You can also do it. Yeah, some people don't like having the microphone. That's why I'm asking.
I don't have a problem. Sebastian, thanks for a good insight. Just wondering, it's hard to measure, but what do you think is the percentage of the new feature work with compared to all the maintenance work? Because you mentioned a lot of maintenance stuff, you know, not just bug fixing, but cleaning up CI, build, whatever.
Testing. What,
yeah, testing, etc. Mm-hmm. So what do you think it's the percentage-wise?
That is a very good question, Ivo. I do not have an answer off the top of my head. I will definitely...
Gut feeling.
My gut feeling will be very wrong because it would be 50-50.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Tim has an insight into that. It's always good to delegate the answering a question you cannot answer yourself to somebody else. So Tim is somebody who over the last year or 2 years started to contribute to PHP.
I believe at the start of 2021 and the development cycle of PHP 8.2, I started contributing a little more. And I believe from foundation developers, it's mostly bug fixes so far. There was some work specifically from Ilya together with Larry Garfield to add property hooks and some other stuff. But I believe those have been delayed to a later version to make them as good as possible so that they actually pass the vote.
So it's probably more maintenance and technical debt repayment than new features, although there are some new features that come to mind, like read-only was done by Mate, and the DNF types and some type system things. Yeah,
it probably depends on what you consider to actually be a new feature and what is an incremental improvement, like the new type system improvements, the true or false types. I don't really consider those to be a real feature because they don't really change much for many developers.
Other they make
features
it just more
are
complete.
More complex, and so it's hard to draw the line between a new feature or a bug fix. You might consider adding new types a bug fix.
So more 80-20 than 50-50?
Probably not 50-50, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So my question is the reoccurring sponsors versus the one time. How have you worked that out? Do you usually go that through the board, and is it done via contract, and how long would those contracts be for? So could you answer and go into a bit detail on that?
Good question. So I mentioned earlier that almost not strictly, almost everything goes through Open Collective. So you can see everything on Open Collective. However, we have a couple of sponsors, and those so far are the founding sponsors, if you will, that we got on board before we even announced the foundation, because we did not want to start without any backing. Those sponsors, they give between 50,000 a year and 100,000 a year. And that is something that, for obvious reasons, Open Collective does not do through the website and via credit card or PayPal or whatever. So they have a process for that. I do not know that process. That is handled by other people. Yeah.
I mean, with the labeling as a reoccurring, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a as far as I know, it's not a hard contract. Like, we really commit by contract and with penalty for the next 5 years to give 100,000 every year, but it's a promise that they do that.
Okay, thank you.
So if maybe, you will, technically, yeah. Those big recurring things are not really recurring, but we just hope that we can trust those companies to do that.
I think maybe the clear or my hypothesis from other foundations is it might probably be that the payment modality is just recurring. So it means you're saying when you choose either many ways where you can donate money, you can have the selection recurring or one-time mm-hmm. donation, and then that's probably the way it was matched. So simply via the payment modality.
Yeah.
Are there any further questions? Generally, any questions regarding the organization of?
Yeah, what is the legal structure of this PHP Foundation? Does that exist, or is that just kind of an Open Collective project, so to say?
It's currently just an Open Collective project. We want to use Open Collective just for bootstrapping a proper foundation. And we have given ourselves, and it's 2 or 3 years, I do not know the exact number of years, of getting bootstrapped, getting started, to then found a proper foundation in our own entity. Not really. No.
The question was for the audience on the internet.
Sorry.
So it's not an entity right now.
Yeah. Because setting up an entity has costs in different dimensions. It costs time and it costs money, because you need lawyers and whatever, and figure out where you put that entity and so on. And that is the nice, convenient thing about Open Collective, that you get all of that. Not for free, because we pay the fees and so on, but we could start right away. And it's a working process, and we did not want to hit the ground running with a new foundation. And on top of everything else, have to figure out how do we process the contributions, deal with legal issues and so on. And yeah, hopefully one day we have a proper foundation when we grow up. When we grow out of Open Collective.
Are there any further questions?
Just a comment. You said when you grow up, and you were born in 95.
Well, I was not born in 95, but PHP was, yeah.
Well, I was born in 95, and... I've not yet reached my peak, hopefully. Are there any further questions? We have some time left, so just feel free.
So, how does the funding get decided exactly, like what you're going to fund? You have the different organizations. And I'm asking this because I started a foundation. That's kind of why I'm here. And I just am trying to get... Mm-hmm. more insight from what people are doing in different spots. Yeah. So
I do not think that there's a simple or short answer to that, but we have time, right? So let me try my best at answering that. So when we started, our initial idea was we want to start with developers, like funding developers, employing developers that we already know to some degree, that have a proven track record for some years, that worked on PHP, contributed to PHP, and we invited, well, certainly we had some names in mind of people that we wanted, but the way we started was announcing, hey, the foundation exists now. If you want to be paid by the foundation, here is like, I forgot what it was, like a 2 months or 3 months period where you could apply. And we got hundreds of applications, including from people that we hoped would apply, right? And from a lot of people that we had never heard of, that in the application said, I have never used PHP in my life, I have never contributed to PHP, but if you pay me, then I will learn C and I will learn how to contribute to PHP, well, and everything in between. So. And we started selecting those six that I showed you earlier because they've been working on PHP for quite some time. And we had, I think, at least one of us had a relationship, like meeting them before, that we know, oh, we're not going, this is a nice person. We are not going to run into any trouble there. So we wanted to keep it safe for the first step. We will probably do the second another round of applications later this year or early next year. I think later this year, but it's currently a bit, or at least I do not have that information in my head right now. And we'll see what happens then. But we do not really tell those six people that we are currently paying what to work on. Sometimes they ask us, hey, do you have an idea what we should work on, what I should work on next? And then either one of us knows already off the top of the head, yeah, I recently heard more and more, not necessarily complaints, but feedback about this area. These are the problems that come up. Do you have an idea how to address these problems? And then they come back to us, hey, we've thought about this. We think that this might be something that we could address. And then it goes to normal process from there, like discussion on the mailing list, RFC process, and so on. We also have a chat room where starting at a specific sponsorship level, you get to tell us what you are interested in, what you are, but that by no means means that we prioritize that very hard over everything else. The only thing that this is meant for, hey, this is a more direct way to communicate, and also not, and this is a problem for a lot of organizations, they do not voice these kind of things on a public mailing list. They have no problem telling that to a smaller group of people, and that's what we offer there. And act as a proxy between an interesting party that uses PHP to build something and the developers to give them ideas what are real world problems out there. Because that has been a problem for quite some time, and at least I do not know a good way to fix that. Most people working on PHP no longer use PHP every day. So they do not really run into some problems that other people run into that use PHP. Right? So providing feedback mechanisms there is one benefit there.
Okay, thank you. Are there any further questions? Last call for questions. Then, thank you, Sebastian, for your presentation. Thank you, audience, for listening. And enjoy the FrostCon.